Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Here's how a simple tweak to your approach can double your mortgage referrals. So mortgage referrals are like gold dust. Honestly, we all know we need them, and realistically, they're quite hard to come by. But most people, especially many mortgage brokers I've spoken to over the years, they don't have them factored into their process. They might just ask for a referral, which is okay, fine in some scenarios, but the vast majority of people won't refer when asked because they don't like to be told what to do, and instead they'll just go, yeah, okay, and then they just won't do the action. If you're not even asking for referrals, a lot of people just wait and hope that people refer. But there is a little simple trick that I've been using for many years, and also have put this into the blueprint. We've actually got case studies and examples of people who, one specific person, got 7 referrals from one client just with this very simple trick. Now, this simple trick is a Moonpig card. So it can be Funky Pigeon as well if you want, but effectively it is a completion card. So when you complete on your mortgage, and this is really for purchase business only, because that's where you're going to get the best type of referral. Now, yeah, you can look for remortgage referrals and stuff, but reality is you want to be looking for purchase business referrals because they're going up, they're larger mortgages, and people who also are purchase business, chances are then they're going to become remortgage business. And so the top where that client acquisition is going to be at purchase. That's where you're going to demonstrate your best value. So what this is that when they complete on their mortgage, you want to send them a customized completion card created on Moonpig. Now, the one that I use, you can do different ones, but this one works very well, is that it was a breaking news card. So effectively, it's a front of a newspaper. And on the front of the newspaper, it says breaking news, and then it's Mr. and Mrs. or Mr. and Mr. or Mrs. Mrs. has just moved in to this specific property, and it's the address on this date, which is the completion date. You'll know what the completion date is set for on the mortgage actually being issued. And then what I would do is take an image of the property they bought and stick it on the front cover of that news. Now, where I'd get this image from is when we were doing our fat find, and when we found the house, I'd get them to show me the house. Oh, I love the house. Talk me through it. Let them paint the picture of what they want to do with that house. But what I'm really looking at is I'm going to save the image on Rightmove of the front of the house, that shot. And sometimes I might even save the inside photos as well and put them inside the card, because you can do those. So I'd have the front shot as the house, and then on the inside of the card, I would have a collection of other shots that were inside the property from Rightmove. And again, I'd just save this in a folder and I'd set this up. And once they'd exchanged and we knew the exchange and the completion, that's when I would set this up. And this was templated most of the time, so it was just drag and drop, change the names, put the images in. But then I would have that sent to their new address, and you send them to their new address in order for that person then to know that when they arrive, this is actually one of the first pieces of post they receive addressed to them at their new address. That's massive, first of all. When they open it, it's incredibly personal. It's massively personal, in fact. And what they then do is they then will put that card usually up onto a mantelpiece or somewhere where they're going to put it on display, because it is that type of card. It's very personal. There was no information about my brand. It wasn't branded by the home buyer specialist or any of that type of stuff. That was the name of my business back then. I just was just from Ash. Here it is. Hope you have a lovely house, like a lovely day, and you know, lovely memories in there. It's been a pleasure working with you. I wish you all the best. And this card then would go up on their mantelpiece oftentimes, or in their kitchen or whatever, and they would have housewarming parties. And in these housewarming parties, what you would find is that people would talk about it. And they, what are they going to do? They're going to talk about it and say, oh, I love the card. What a great idea. And then they say, oh yeah, this came from my mortgage broker. They were amazing. You should check them out. Who is it? Oh, go and follow them on Instagram, or go and follow them. And it would be like that. That's how the referrals came in, because it's a talking point. It was a massive talking point. Now, if what's also really interesting about this, sorry, is that card also becomes, and the reason why I put those images in is they become a keepsake. It's a type of thing you would keep, because I actually still have the details for my house that I bought 9 years ago that I've had, and I still have them. I look at them sometimes if we open them up. Remember when we moved in, this is what it looked like. that keepsake is really valuable, because every time they look at that card, they think of you. Oh, do you remember when Ash sent me this lovely card? Look at our house. It's the type of thing they don't throw away. And it's the type of thing that they constantly come back for their remortgage, come back for their next property move, because they'll be looking through the details. All of these things, it's reminders that you exist. And that means that they'll refer people who are looking for mortgages within their kind of circle of influence at that time. It's really important. Now, where people go wrong with this is if you are sending hampers or branded cards or branded stuff, a mug branded with you, this is the mistake. So let's talk about the hamper first. First of all, with the hamper, people all send hampers. The lenders sometimes send hampers. Hampers are fine, but once they're perishable, once they've been eaten, they're gone. And drank, they're gone. Also, with the day and age now where you've got vegans, you've got vegetarians, you've got different food allergies, you've got out people who don't drink, you can run the risk. Like if someone sends me a hamper and it's got chocolate and alcohol in it, I'm vegan and I don't drink. So to me, that's a waste of time. I had it recently with somebody did that for me with an Easter egg, and it's all meant in loving and kindness. But the reality is I can't eat it. And so that is actually makes it quite clear to somebody that haven't really listened, especially if you did their medical questionnaire and they ask you the questions. Or if you're doing the questionnaire like deep enough, you would say, I see you show up at Greg's, what do you like? Oh, vegan sausage roll or whatever it may be. If you then send them a hamper that doesn't fit with that, it actually leaves a bad taste in their mouth. No pun intended, maybe. And then the other thing, that's the hamper. Then when it comes to branded cards, so cards from you. So let's say it's John Smith Mortgages and it's congratulations moving in, John Smith Mortgages. That serves you. It doesn't serve them. So it's very, oh, that's really lovely. Chuck it in the bin. Because it's just an advert. So it doesn't make them go, oh, this is great. And the same with mugs. Nobody wants a branded mug from you or some pens or pencils. So don't send them that stuff. It's very arrogant. And it's not intentionally meaning arrogant, but it is arrogant to try and do the most memorable thing. Whereas actually, to hand them that card that's hyper-personalized, it's a person to a person acknowledging that they have moved in and that they're going to have a wonderful life in this new property, that will absolutely exponentially grow your leads and referrals. And as I've said, we've had lots of people have success with this already, but one person messaged me which triggered this, 7 leads off the back of one client, 7 referrals, all because of this card. So definitely not something to sleep on. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.